This is Bigger Pockets Daily, the audio sidekick to the Bigger Pockets blog. I'm your host, Tyler. And think about it this way. Each of these episodes is like one short chapter from a giant audiobook written by the world's best and brightest real estate investors. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break. Managing your finances used to be a pain. It was either useless apps or overcomplicated spreadsheets. Ugh. But now, with Monarch Money, managing your money is easier than ever. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/bigger. Unlike other personal finance apps, Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it easy to set up, customize, and use. You can even collaborate with your partner, family, or financial advisor at no extra cost to get a joint view of all your finances. Customize your dashboard, notifications, and budgets with a tap. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, listeners of this show right here will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/bigger. That's monarchmoney.com/bigger for your extended 30-day free trial. Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord.
The dream of owning a vacation home can be daunting. From finding the best guests, to the maintenance, to organizing the cleaners after every guest day. With Vacasa, they make that dream into a reality. As a full-service vacation home management company with vacation homes in key destinations across the U.S., they know a thing about how to make owning a vacation home easy and profitable. On top of proactive property maintenance visits by professional local teams, a hospitality-driven booking platform, and around-the-clock support, Vacasa earns homeowners an average of 20% more revenue from their vacation homes. Vacasa is always thinking of ways to simplify the vacation home owning experience by putting your home to work for you. If you're looking to make more from your vacation home, work with the reliable property manager, and finally have peace of mind, partner with Vacasa at vacasa.com/biggerpockets. That's vacasa.com/biggerpockets.
Foreclosures are rising quickly, and CRE delinquencies are exploding. What's going on? By Jeff Vashishta. Home foreclosures are on the rise. Is this the start of a housing collapse and the buying bonanza for real estate investors touted for the last 2 years? Or just a mere blip? So foreclosure rates have steadily risen since interest rates increased in conjunction with the home affordability crisis. According to Redfin, only 15.5% of U.S. home listings were accessible financially to U.S. households in 2023. 15.5%! This has led to an 8% increase in foreclosure filings, according to a new report by data company Adam. The report says that certain states are seeing REO numbers that were not even previously experienced since the housing crash of 2008. These states saw the highest annual increase in foreclosures in February 2024. South Carolina up 51%, Missouri up 50%, Pennsylvania up 46%, and then Texas up 7%, and Indiana up 0.8%. Huh. Those are pretty drastic differences there. Let's talk about the shifting dynamics. And I quote from Rob Barber, CEO at Adam, in a press release about this report. He says this: "The annual uptick in U.S. foreclosure activity hints at shifting dynamics within the housing market. These trends could signify evolving financial landscapes for homeowners, prompting adjustments in market strategies and lending practices. We continue to closely monitor these trends to comprehend their complete effect on foreclosure activity." That said, it's probably not the start of a foreclosure landslide. The annual increase does not represent a widespread foreclosure epidemic, as other states appear more stable. In fact, there was a decrease in foreclosures annually in 28 states, hinting that the U.S. foreclosure situation is currently in flux, with employment a huge factor in that. However, should high interest rates persist and more adjustable rate mortgages adjust upwards, we could see a greater increase in foreclosures even in states with higher employment. Cities are feeling the pain. Big cities are far from immune to foreclosures. Higher loan amounts along with stricter short-term rental laws could be a contributing factor in seeing foreclosures in urban areas with populations greater than 200K. Here are the numbers of five of them as of February 2024. New York City, over 1,300 foreclosure starts. Houston, almost 1,000 foreclosure starts. L.A., over 800 foreclosure starts. Chicago, almost 800 foreclosure starts. In Miami, 777 foreclosure starts. So a probable reason for increased foreclosures is the market playing catch-up since the pandemic moratoriums, which allowed delinquent homeowners, many of whom lost their jobs in 2020, to stay in their homes just temporarily. Although these restrictions were extended, they have since expired, causing some people to lose their homes. An opportunity to negotiate. Though foreclosures are sporadic nationwide, the affordability crisis has meant a small buyer pool in some markets ready to purchase homes at retail prices. Despite this, and the lack of inventory, banks have been unwilling to negotiate big discounts. However, it's worth noting that the rise in foreclosures could lead to an increased influx of distressed properties onto the market, which could or would create a buyer's market with opportunities for those who are looking to invest in real estate. That comes from Michael Branson, CEO of All Reverse Mortgage. He told Yahoo Finance also this. This could decrease prices or rental costs over time and provide a great opportunity for investors or people looking to purchase a home. End quote. Commercial foreclosures. Whew, the fire sale is on. Well-publicized chaos in the commercial real estate market has led to a spate of foreclosures, allowing cash-rich investors to scoop up multiple deals. As with single-family homes, commercial lenders offered underwater investors extensions and modifications on empty office buildings, apartment complexes, and hotels in need of repair, crippled by increased construction costs and supply chain problems. Now their patience has worn out. Soaring interest rates have meant that investors with floating rate debt cannot make those payments, and savvy buyers who sat out the pandemic waiting for an opportunity like this will pounce. I quote this from Rich Banjo, co-president of Artemis Real Estate Partners. They actually buy distressed properties through a $2.2 billion fund it closed last year. He told the Wall Street Journal this, "We're in a period where it's great to have dry powder." Cash-rich investors are cleaning up. The same Wall Street Journal article states that global real estate funds operated by private equity firms were sitting on $544 billion in cash as of the second quarter of last year, a record level, up from $457 billion at the end of 2022, according to data firm Preqin, with the majority of money dedicated to finding distressed real estate. Norfolk, Virginia-based Harbor Group International spent more than $600 million over the past year on seven apartment building developments, including Pine Ridge and Lachlan West Palm, both in West Palm Beach, Florida, struggling to attract tenants. With $2.2 trillion in commercial mortgages scheduled to mature between now and the end of 2027, oh boy! According to data firm Trepp, Harbor's buying bonanza could be the start of a commercial real estate feeding frenzy. Buckle up, Buttercup. Small investors could also benefit by joining forces and syndicating smaller apartment building deals that struggle with the same financial headwinds as those bigger players. Some quick final thoughts. Without the tailwind of interest rates coming down, expect to see more foreclosures in the single-family home market and commercial real estate for real, both office and residential. A generally robust economy and low unemployment have allowed the Fed to hold the line for now with interest rates to stave off inflation. In commercial real estate, the dam has already sprung a leak,
and threatens to burst entirely. Single-family and small multifamily real estate are under quite the same threat too, but as we've seen, without jobs matching interest rates, foreclosures are going to continue to rise. It's times like this when syndicators and deep-pocketed investors make their fortunes. That's a wrap on today's episode of Bigger Pockets Daily. If you're enjoying the show, can I ask for a favor? Please leave us a rating and review in Apple Podcasts. It takes a few seconds, and your feedback really helps us out. Thank you. Oh, really? And we'll see you again soon.